السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ان الذین کفروا من اہل الکتاب والمشرکین فی نار جہنم خالدین فیہا اولئک هم شر البریہ. ان الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات اولئك هم خير البريه. جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الانهار خالدين فيها ابدا. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه. صدق الله العظيم. So these are the last few verses of Surah Al-Bayyinah from verse number 6. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily, those who disbelieved from among the people of the book and the mushrikeen, the polytheists, will be in the fire of Jahannam, in which they will be living forever. They will live in Jahannam forever. Now some people say that how come if a person committed kufr for 50 years or 60 years or 70 years, why is he staying in Jahannam for thousands of years or millions of years? Because he only committed kufr for 60, 70 years. But now he's going to live in Jahannam forever and carry on getting azab, no way of him coming out. So isn't this wa na'udhu billah, is it not injustice that his guna was only for 60, 70 years? So the answer to this is that if Allah Ta'ala had given this person 100 years life, 500 years life, 1000 years life, 1 million years life, then too he would have remained on kufr. He didn't want to accept Iman in Islam. So that's why he remains in Jahannam forever and ever. And you see this even in the systems of the world. The person commits a murder, right? How long it takes him to commit the murder? He just pulled the trigger one time. He shot the person in the heart, the person died. But now they give him life sentence. You got life imprisonment. So the time that he committed the crime was 1 second, but the sentence is life sentence. So the person who remains on kufr his whole life, he doesn't make tawbah, he doesn't turn to Allah Ta'ala, then he will remain in Jahannam forever. Allah Ta'ala protect us. That's why our whole life we have to make effort that I must pass away on Iman. I mustn't pass away on kufr. So Allah Ta'ala describes these people. Allah Ta'ala says, those are the worst of all human beings. Who? The people who remain on kufr and they remain on shirk and they die like that. So they are the worst of all human beings. Then Allah Ta'ala says, as for those who brought Iman, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, they brought Iman and they were not just satisfied that no, I'm a mu'min. No. With the Iman, they now carried out righteous deeds. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, they carried out righteous deeds. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ, they are the best of human beings. They brought Iman and the whole life, they spend their life carrying out good deeds. So they are the best of human beings. Their reward, جَزَاؤُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, their reward by their Rabb is gardens of eternity. Jannat wa adn, what we call the gardens of Jannat. But these are eternal gardens. They don't come to an end. They do not suffer the changing of seasons. That now it's winter, now everything is gone bare and dry and there's no fruits. No. These are eternal gardens. All the time, whatever fruits you want, whatever shade you want, whatever, it is available. Jannatu adn, tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, beneath which rivers flow. And they will live here also forever. The mu'mineen, those who passed away on iman, they carried out good deeds, so they will live in Jannat also forever and ever. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. They are pleased with Allah Ta'ala. So now, this title of Radiallahu an is a title that is given to the Sahaba. Right? When we take the Sahabi's name, we say Radiallahu an. Allah Ta'ala is pleased with him. Right? If we want to also get that title, we can't get it in the dunya. In the dunya, you cannot use radiyallahu an for a non-sahabi. The ulama explain, you don't do that. Radiyallahu an is exclusive for sahaba radiyallahu an, because Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that he is pleased with them. Right? So, we can say radiyallahu an for them. Other people, pious people, we don't say radiyallahu an. Pious people, we say rahimahullah or rahmatullahi alayh. May Allah's mercy be upon him. May Allah have mercy on him. Right? You use those kind of words. Right? But not radiyallahu an. Radiyallahu an is only for sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Right? So if we want to get this same title what the sahaba got, we want to get it in the akhirat, then all we need to do is remain firm on iman. We are fortunate, Allah Ta'ala already gave us iman, right? So remain firm on the iman, right? And then carry out good deeds. Carry out good deeds. Then we too will be given the same title in the akhirat. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Now how do you get this? How do you get this? How does a person remain on iman and carry out good deeds? ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ. That is for him who has fear of his Rabb. Right? We have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, people, they live their lives, and they feel it is macho not to have fear. People feel to be disrespectful is good. To be able to talk anyhow is good. No. These are signs of people who do not fear Allah. When a person fears Allah, now the person will remain firm on iman. And the person will carry out good deeds. The person will stay away from gunas. Because the person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fearing Allah ta'ala is a very good quality. To fear human beings, that is a bad quality. You don't fear humans. When a person fears Allah, then he won't have fear for people. But when a person doesn't fear Allah, now he will fear people. The person who is working in a company, he'll fear his manager. He'll fear his boss. Why? Because he thinks they gave him the job. If the boss catches me using the company car for my own personal errands, he'll fire me. So he fears the boss. If the manager catches me using the company computer for my own work, he'll complain to the boss about me. So he fears the people. The person is renting a house, he's afraid of the landlord. He's fearing the landlord. The person is living in the world, he's afraid of America. Don't you see the Arab countries? So much money, they've got oil, everything, but they're frightened for America. But when a person fears Allah, then he doesn't fear anything else. He doesn't fear anyone else, he doesn't fear anything else. Right? Let me tell you one story. I like stories. Once when I was in Karachi, in Pakistan, right? I was in Karachi. So, I went to stay for a while in the Khanqa there by Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Mazhar Sahib, Naam ul Barakat. So, why did you hear when Jamaat came? While you were there, one Jamaat came. So in this Jamaat there was an elderly man. He had a big stick. He had one big stick. So the people of the Jamaat, the people in the Jamaat, they are telling this old man to tell Maulana Mazhar the story. Now he's feeling shy, he don't want to tell the story. They're telling him, no, tell Maulana the story. So eventually Maulana then requested him that please tell us the story. So this person, he explains that he was in Jamaat. He was in Jamaat in Africa. And they were in Paidal Jamaat. You know, Paidal Jamaat meaning they walk. They walk, right? So, they're walking through the jungles in Africa, and he was feeling sick, this old man. So every few minutes now, he has to relieve himself for diarrhea. So the Jamaat needed to reach a certain point by a certain time. Now the people over there were going to meet them at that point and then take them into the location there, wherever they were going to stay. So they need to get there. So the Amir Sahib is getting a bit worried now that how are we going to reach there? This man now is walking so slow, and every now and again he needs to relieve himself. So the Amir Sahib, he told one young brother, he says, see, you stay with him. Right? You come with him slowly, slowly. We are going to go ahead and meet that group that has to meet us there. We're going to go and meet those zimedars. And then the whole Jamaat will go away with them to the location. We will leave one brother there at that spot. So you all come till that spot, and then that brother will show you all where we are. Right? So they made the arrangement. And now the Jamaat went away, and this young man and this elderly man, they coming slowly, slowly. Now this young man is getting impatient now. It's coming a little bit dark too. He's getting frightened too, to be in the bush in the dark. And he's getting impatient with the old man. The old man realized now. So he told this young man, he says, see, I'm feeling very sick. I don't know if I'm going to make it. Rather, you carry on. You go away. Or meet up with the Jamaat. If I make it, I make it. If I don't make it, you all don't worry about me. Right? You all carry on. So this fellow, he left the old man and he went away. Now the old man saying, he's walking. Next thing now, he feels the need to relieve himself. So he sees a thicket, you know, some tall grass. He says, let me go inside there so nobody can see me. It's sharam, you know, person with iman, even though there's nobody there, then too you try to conceal yourself. So he goes into that thicket there, and you know the people in Pakistan, they use nara. They don't use elastic. They use a nara, a string for their pants. So he gets into the thicket and he unties that string, right? and he looks in the front, there is a lioness there in that thicket. Now he's saying he froze. Right? He got the nara in his mouth. You all never see, you all didn't travel Pakistan and India, so you all don't know how these things operate. But anyway, they got a style, they keep the nara in their mouth. And so he got the nara in his mouth, and he sees the lioness there. So he's saying, in hindsight, lucky he had the nara in his mouth, otherwise he would have started screaming. He's saying now when he saw the lioness, he froze. The thought of going toilet, everything all went away. Right? Now that lioness stood up. It's growling at him now. Right? So now the lioness is growling at him. Now he's saying, now what to do? He's saying he thought of that incident mentioned in Fazail-e-Amal about the Sahabi who got lost and the lioness came and showed him the way out. So he's saying, at that time now, he very, very slowly grabbed that nara, took it out of his mouth, and he addressed the lioness. He says, see, I'm a mu'min. I'm an ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I'm in the path of Allah. He said, next thing, this lioness, it walked towards him. But he stopped growling. And he's saying the words he used. He says, Ek paltu billi ki tarah, like a domesticated cat, it started rubbing itself against my leg. You know how you get cats, domestic cats, they'll come and rub themselves. He said, like that, this lioness, it started rubbing itself against my leg. Then it walked out of the thicket. Now he's saying, I'm still standing there, I don't even want to turn around and see where this thing is gone or whatever. I'm just hoping this thing goes away. But this thing came out of the thicket and now it's not going away. It came back, it nudged me, it went back, so I turned to see it's waiting there for me, it's not going. Then this lioness is like indicating to me that come with me. He say, now I don't know what to do now. I'm thinking of that incident in Fazail-e-Amal. I say, right, let me follow this lioness. He say, now he's following this lioness. This lioness takes him out to that spot where they're supposed to meet the Jama. And then it goes away in the bush. Now when he comes there, the Amir Sahib, even they had went now to the location. So the Amir Sahib and another Sati, they came back here to wait with this other person, that when these people come now, they need to show them where to go. So now, when they came there, the old man came there, the Amir Sahib is asking him, where's your Sati? The other person who left him, he said, where's he? He said, I don't know where's he. He left me. He was getting irritated and I told him, you rather carry on. So he carried on. I thought he'll reach here before me. So they say, no, he didn't reach. So now they waited for him for a while. And then after that, he also came. Right? But this old man, that lion must be, took him shortcut, you know, through the bush and brought him over there. So he gave this whole, he mentioned this whole story, you know, his own personal experience, old man. The time when I met him, he was almost like 80 years old. So this incident had taken place earlier on in his life. So it's ajeeb that when you fear Allah, then you won't fear anything else. But when you don't fear Allah, then you have fear for everything else. Then you fight for one bee also. You fight for one lizard also. Because the fear of Allah is not there. When the person fears Allah, he knows, right, Allah is in charge of everything. Yeah? Then you won't fear other things. You won't fear people. You won't fear any makhluk. That doesn't mean that you must intentionally go put yourself in danger. Like you get these some foolish people. They say, no, I'm going to go in one cage with 5 crocodiles. You know, you get this. And only white people do this thing. Only white people do this thing. I don't know what they get out of it. But generally, only white people do. No, I'm going to go there and stay in one place with the snakes. Right? Then they say, no, we're going in the bush now, survival now. You stay in the bush there and you survive over there. But they lie to the people. All the survival fellows, they lie. Right? Because the way they make it, like they're alone there in the bush. So who's videoing them? Who's videoing them? They got a whole team there, man. They're sleeping in a hotel. They're not sleeping there in a bush. This for them. There is life for the cameras. They make like a movie. All the people, they look at this thing. Hey, how this fellow survive? No survival, man. Survival, you want to see, you go in the jungles of Africa, see the local people, how they're living. You learn survival there. So anyway, these people, they intentionally go put themselves in danger, in harm's way. That is nothing commendable. Yeah, but now if you didn't put yourself in harm's way, harm came your way. You trust in Allah Ta'ala. You don't fear the harm. You fear Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Let's stop here. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.